Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I have watched and rode the roller coaster of farm markets all my life, but I've never witnessed the wild ups and downs that we're seeing every day now. Will a trade war with China get worse, or will we reach an agreement? Well, I guess we'll just hold on and continue the ride. Some good news: on Sunday, President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Abe announced that U.S. and Japan had reached a preliminary deal to lower Japanese tariffs. Ag export to Japan could increase by as much as $7 billion, according to U.S. Trade Ambassador Light Heiser. A subject that we hear so much about is hemp, but there are so many unanswered questions. It's now legal in some states and not in others. A truckload of hemp worth about $1.3 million was produced in Oregon, headed for a market in Colorado, and it was stopped and taken under Idaho government control. Industrial hemp looks just like marijuana. Hemp and marijuana are both illegal in Idaho. There are still a lot of legal gray areas that you might want to explore before jumping into the hemp business. Now I want to put on the table for consideration something that is not just an ag issue. It affects all of our people. If you live in Canada, you are able to buy prescription drugs for half the price that we pay here in the United States. Now that's not fair. That's unacceptable. U.S. citizens are driving across the border to buy drugs. Insulin, a drug for diabetes, costs 10 times as much in the United States as in Canada. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley and Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden have teamed up to pass a bill to fix a problem. And here are Senator Grassley's words, and I quote, "Everyone can agree that the price of many prescription drugs is too high. These skyrocketing costs hurt seniors, low-income earners, people with disabilities, and all Americans. The fact that the big drug companies sell their products to other countries so much cheaper than they sell to us makes no sense. Yes, we support free markets, and we don't like price controls, but something must be done." Well, hats off to the hardworking blue-collar workers this coming Labor Day. And I am John Block from Washington.